And we're back. These are the candidates for the State School Board District 9. And they're all nervous, especially after what they just saw. However, some of these are going to sound very familiar. We don't need to repeat the rules or anything, okay? Kelly is still our timer. She's not doing a very good job at screaming, but otherwise she's doing fine.
People are doing a good job staying in time. So.
And if you have questions still, come drop them here. We'll do our best. We have more candidates this time than we had last time, so the math is a little harsher. First question, 20 seconds. We'll start with Mrs. Muhlstein, and then Mrs. Alvarez, and then Mrs. Lincoln, and then Mrs. Davis. And if at some point I slaughter your name, correct me. Please tell us your name and why you're running for state school board.
I promise whatever you say, I've been called worse, so it's totally fine. My name is Avalee Muhlstein. I'm running for state school board because I love the children of Utah. I love my own children, but specifically the children that we have here. I love the teachers, and I think it's time to give families and teachers and administrators a chance to work together and be more unified.
I'm Cami Alvarez. I'm from Saratoga Springs, and I'm running because I'm in and out of classrooms every day. I see things from a district level, from a school level, from a classroom level, and I have people come to me all the time and talk about different things that could be better, and I feel like I can make a difference in some of those things.
My name is Joylyn Lincoln, and I'm running to make every student's education count. Education is not one size fits all. My children attended four different schools one year because their needs were different. I have experience as a student, a teacher, and administration, and I understand how their roles fit together.
My name is Cindy Davis, and I'm running for state school board because I'm passionate about public education. And honestly, I believe as parents, we really have the greatest influence over our kids and their education. But as parents, also, more than 95% of us choose to send our kids to public schools, which include district schools and charter schools. And we need to step up and be ready to help make those schools great.